you.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros. We'll be right back.
Valencia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dispepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Afraid? So are a lot of other people.
One of the reasons witchcraft has survived through the ages is because man's need to coerce destiny and subdue the fear within has never subsided. Witchcraft attempts to deceive, cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclination and occurrences. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, the stars, the trees, the rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy and use it. A witch is a psychic female who, with magical secrets and sheer force of will, makes things happen. I'm a witch. My mother is a witch. My grandmother is a witch. And my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm a sixth-generation witch. With magic, I control energy. With magic, I can help you become a power. With enchantments, spells, and charms, you will soon be able to rearrange the law and order of all things. Orgies are ritualistic energy exchanges that provide the concentration of power needed for spell casting. Witches and wizards crave energy, and in fact are very much addicted to it in all forms. And there's a special kind of energy derived from uniting with another. And so spellcasters do a tremendous amount of uniting. We know that a mystical bond exists between lovemakers. This bond is able to attract all sorts of good luck and success. An energy exchange celebration that is offered as a token to the gods will liberate your soul and expand your consciousness. You will be better able to absorb the raw energy of the cosmos and convert it quickly to your needs after you have participated in a glorious celebration of love. Enchanters need orgies. The orgy will help you generate the electric and magnetic impulses you'll need in order to cast spells. The best time for an orgy is during the dark of the moon, or when the moon is full, and again at the times of the equinoxes. These are periods when the earth is surrounded by wild vibrations, and when if the orgy is successful, you will be able to slip easily into the fifth dimension of fantasy, gather what you need, and return stronger and ready to create your destiny. Traditional orgies have always consisted of either 9, 11, 13, or 22 guests. You're able to double the amount, triple it, increase it 7 times over. But you must never invite one more or one less. There's a reason for the strict discipline in witchcraft. And if you deviate from the rule, you could unleash powerful and unfortunate evil forces. So plan your orgy with care. Invite only a specified number of guests. To begin the orgy, all guests must stand in a circle. Each must light a red candle and dedicate the flame to the god Pluto. And then let the place be filled with laughter. And as the queen witch rings a pewter bell 3 times, psychic inspiration will direct the group.
Well, you should listen to the Maldoror and Dr. Junk show. We'll get you home from the bar safely. Here's an actual recording of us dropping off a longtime listener at his very doorstep. Let's listen, shall we?
This is letting itself into his home. And you're in. Be careful. Sleep on your side. You all right?
No. Just shut the door. It'll be fine.
All right.
The Malboror and Dr. Junk Show, making sure you make it home safe, more or less, since 2010. The Malboror and Dr. Junk Show is Sunday afternoons from 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Valencia FM and 87.9 FM. Dr. Junk and Malboror are not actually responsible enough to make sure you get home. No civilians were harmed in the making of this promo. The Malboror and Dr. Junk Show. Just shut the door. It'll be fine.
Thank you. is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Yeah. girl and boy.
We're those two dreadful children.
We delight in causing pain. We once tied up the house later, we beat her again and again. And then when she came round again, she made as if to shout. So we got a bunch of flowers and we stuffed them in her mouth. We're those two dreadful children. Our parents can't control us. Between us, we're so dreadful. No reforms, who will enroll us? We're those two dreadful children.
So watch out for her and me.
We'll put thumbtacks in your slippers,
powder glass into your tea.
We are those two dreadful children. Now we always go too far. Ha ha. We are those two dreadful children. Now we always go too far. We've got a sense of humor,
but we haven't any cares.
Oh, hi, I had to laugh when we kicked Granny down the stairs. On our tippy toes, we crept right up where she was standing, and the tears ran down my face as she lay bleeding on the landing. And then we called out, Mama, quick, we think our Granny's dying. And when Mama came a running, we pretended to be crying.
We said we saw her trip.
They couldn't tell that we were lying,
and since Granny was unconscious, she was doing no denying. Children, destruction is our aim. The people who have dealt with us are never quite the same. We like to torture babies and to leave them in the rain. With us two dreadful children, we delight in causing pain. We are those two dreadful children, and we always go too far.
Say, do you remember when our auntie stayed the night?
Yes, we crept up to her bedroom
and we set her hair alight.
And at the breakfast table next day, auntie looked a fright.
And our dear aunt, who is always given to understatement, declared that she had slept badly that night.
Like a rotten dental cavity,
we're lousy with depravity.
Some mother down the river offered just one dime.
Some children are adorable.
We'd rather be deplorable. To tell you, Mom, but we just haven't got the time. Haven't got the time.
We're too busy being thoroughly detestable. And then one day a lady came to us and told us that all we really wanted was love.
And so we got her by the arms and legs and swung her in the air. And then we kicked her in the stomach and we grabbed her by the hair. And then we poked her out the pencil and stuck marbles up her nose. And then we joined her around the garden with a poison out her nose. And after that we saw him said,
I think the lady knows.
That we're those two dreadful children, we're always playing games. We once burned down the house because we both felt like a change. We're those two dreadful children.
But take one look at our sweet angelic faces and let it not be forgotten that deep down at heart, we're both really rotten.
We are those two dreadful children that we always go to.
This is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.